Shalom, Rabbi Galperin.
How are you, Ilan?
I'm good. How are you?
Baruch Hashem, doing great. Everything is good. Life is good, so everything is good.
That's great.
I enjoy life, so.
That's good. Parashat Pikudei.
Parashat Pikudei is the last portion in Shemot in Exodus. So this week we're going to say Chazak Chazak.
Venit Chazak.
That we should continue being strong in our Jewish belief, our Jewish faith, and obviously with the Torah. We see that also in this week's Torah portion marks the ending where Moses makes an accounting of all the gold and the silver and the copper and everything that was donated by the people for making the Mishkan, the tabernacle, and he has people helping him to be able to build it. And finally the Mishkan is completed and all its components are brought to Moses, who erects it and anoints it with the holy anointing oil. And what happens then afterwards, he initiates the Aaron and the four sons of his priesthood. And then finally a cloud appears over the Mishkan, the tabernacle, signifying the divine presence that has come to dwell within it. Now, if you look at all the gold and all the silver and the copper and everything that was brought to Moses, there was so much money there. There were so many things there, so much worth of value, that everyone wanted to know exactly where it was going. Maybe Moshe might be, smuggling a whole bunch of it into his pockets. So there had to be a lot of transparency and accountability.
Yeah.
And if you think about it, that's more the new buzzword, for the 21st century. All the governments want to be transparent, and we should have accountability.
And that's how it should be, yeah.
Right. So, no doubt, honorable people, welcome every genuine effort to stop corruption and dishonesty. In whatever way that they're able to do it, corporate, governmental, personal. But the real question is this really a new phenomenon? Is it all of a sudden just creating now in the new 21st century? Because if you look in ours, in fact, the first generation history were concerned about such issues. And we see that exactly in the three star portions. Everyone thinks, the new 21st century new thing is we got to all be transparent and accountable. But if we go and look, in this week's Torah reading for Kudei, we learn that way back in the days of Moses, a transparent accounting and detailed audit was conducted over every single donation made by the Jews towards the building campaign of the sanctuary and its sacred vessels. Every single thing was accounted for.
Okay.
And the contributions of gold, silver, copper were all weighed, every single ounce was weighed and totaled. Why? So that no one could cast any, doubts on the integrity of Moshe and his team. And in fact, if you go and look in the commentators, they derive from this episode that those in charge of communal charities funds should likewise hold themselves accountable. We all need to be, and I quote what is brought down in the Midrash, innocent in the eyes of God and man. So, it's brought down in one of the commentators that out of all the money, I believe it was like 1,475, I don't know if you're going to say dollars, but worth of gold and silver was missing when they made a final count.
Mm-hmm.
And everyone was, what's going to happen now? Moshe the culprit, he took the money. And God saw that this was going to be a very bad situation, and he made an announcement, and everyone forgot about counting one small part, which was that there was a certain amount of silver and copper that was used to make the sockets for the pillars. Everyone forgot about that.
Yeah.
And God came out and gave an announcement that these were used for the sockets in this amount of worth, which equaled out to the 1475, I believe, that it was. So when it's mentioned, if you look actually in the Torah, that the silver and the copper, they have exact amounts. Gold, it doesn't say that. Because once the Jews saw it already that, you know, everything was so counted for, even that God came out and said that this was used for this and this, they forgot already about the gold that what was used by Moshe and everything. So Moshe was so concerned that every single penny, every single dime should be accounted and audited, that everyone should know where it was.
Yeah.
And if you go and look in Pirkei Avot, Ethics of Our Fathers, it reminds us to consider that one day we will all face the ultimate accountability. Each of us will stand before the heavenly tribunal to give a din v'cheshbon, a full justification and accounting from the way that we lived our lives. And it's brought down in the Talmud, in the Gemara of Shabbat, that one of the first questions that is going to be asked when we come up to heaven, surprisingly, it's not going to be, did you believe in God, did you fast on Yom Kippur? The first question on our final exam that we're going to have when we get up to heaven is, did you deal faithfully in business?
Yeah.
Not how religious you were with God, but how you conducted your business affairs. Were you honest? Were you fair to people?
Ben Adam Lechaveru.
Correct. From between man and man. And that's going to be the first question. And the second question is, you know, it's going to be, did we set aside 6 times for Torah study? And it would appear that familiarizing ourselves with Torah and becoming a knowledgeable Jew is the key, I think, that will open the doors to everything else in the Jewish life.
Yeah.
Because if you think about it, we see that in our times, there are many brilliant legal minds, attorney, advocates, judges, that may have never opened a single page of the Talmud, you know, which is the Judaism classic encyclopedia of law. And if you even look even further, some of our finest doctors may be completely unfamiliar with medical writings of Maimonides, which is the Rambam, which he was one of the greatest doctors. And he wrote the 14 books of Yad HaZakah. He was the great 12th century physician. He was a scholar. And even if you go and look at the brightest business magnates in the world, remain Jewishly ignorant, even illiterate. And the reason is because they weren't able to find time to be able to learn Torah.
Yeah.
So they're the most brilliant people in the world, but there's one small thing that they might be lacking. And you know, when I'll give an example, when it comes to crossing a red light, ignorance of the law is no excuse. You know, no traffic cop will buy the story that the driver didn't know that it was illegal.
Yeah.
And in our day and age, with so many new opportunities for Torah study that are available anywhere, online, you know, in person, I think that Jewish ignorance just doesn't wash. It just doesn't, is no real substance over there. Because if you go and look, if the Talmud, the Gemara was once closed, was once a closed book. Today it's available in English, and it explains, like, you know, they have Gemara for you know, for dummies. That any person, you can open up a Gemara, it's got exactly how to read it, the commentators, and like you're reading a storybook.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of Jewish study opportunities wherever a person goes. And I think that one of the important things that we can learn from this week's Torah portion is that when the cop, well, I'm going to call it a cop, but when the cop in the sky pulls us over to ask a few questions, we should be able to answer it, you know, in an affirmative way that, yes, we know exactly what we're doing, we know exactly how to do it. We can be accountable for how we lived our lives. We know exactly how we're living our lives. We know exactly how we're going to be able to answer God when we get those questions. Just like Moshe. Every single thing that he did had to be transparent and accountable. I think that's something that's an important thing that we can learn from the three star questions to adapt to our lives.
Nice. So this parasha is continuing the parasha of last week, because
They are both
about the Klei Mishkan and about all the items and the value and the weight and so.
Exactly. I mean, this basically is the culmination, if you want to say, of the last week for sure, the week before, and then maybe a little bit beforehand, in regards to the preparation for the Mishkan, getting all the gold and silver like we talked about in last week's Torah portion, and now basically putting everything together, putting the last piece of the puzzle, and building the actual Mishkan. So yes, this is definitely the culminating factor of this whole episode of building the Mishkan.
Okay. Now, Rabbi, what about services? Shabbat
so
services.
We have services Friday night 6:00 and Shabbat morning 9:00, and we're getting very, very close to Purim, which is a beautiful and very, very family fun holiday. So we're supposed to be listening to the Megillah, the scroll of Esther, Saturday night and Sunday morning, or Sunday afternoon, whenever, any time. So we have three Megillah readings in Windsor, one on Saturday night at the Shaar HaTzedek at 9:00 with a small Purim party. If anyone's welcome, if you want to come and hear the Megillah. And then Sunday morning, we're going to have services at 8:30, followed by a Megillah reading. And if you can't make it to that, at the Jewish Community Center, before our big annual Purim party, Purim in China, so at 3:30, we're going to read the Megillah again in case anyone wasn't able to make it during the day. And after that, we will then start our big annual Purim party, which is going to be March 20th, Sunday, at the Jewish Community Center.
Yeah.
And we're going to have a Chinese buffet dinner. We're going to have a masquerade for all the kids that are dressed in a costume, whether it be Chinese or not Chinese, whatever they want. Any kid that gets dressed up will get a prize. The adults would definitely encourage to come get dressed up also. We're going to have a family spectacular entertainer. It's going to be good food, crafts for the kids. There is a cost $12 per adult, $8 for a kid 13 and under. And it's co-sponsored by Mary Kamen in honor of her brother Charlie. If anyone else wants to help sponsor and defray the cost, they can speak to me too. The whole community is invited. The Shaar HaTzedek is part of it. The Shaar HaShemayim is part of it. Congregation Bethel is part of it. The Jewish Community Center is part of it. So it's going to be one beautiful, big Purim party.
That's great.
So everyone's invited, adults, kids, students, whoever would like to come. But we do appreciate if you can RSVP. You can RSVP by calling the center. You can RSVP by calling the Shaar HaShemayim or the temple, or emailing windsorrabbi@gmail.com, whichever one works for you. So at least we know a little bit of numbers of how many to cater for. But
yeah,
if it comes a day and you haven't RSVP'd, still come.
Yeah. It's a mitzvah. Ad lo yada.
Ad lo yada.
But you can drink. But you can drink.
We do ad lo yada with food and singing and so on. You know.
That's good too. That's enough.
Yeah.
Rabbi, thank you.
Thank you, Ilan, and God willing, we will talk next week. Until then, have a great week, a healthy week, and God bless you.
Same here. Thank you.
Be well. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.